don't have to go to college.
Hi, and welcome to Cassin's podcast. Cassin is always being me, this being my, I believe, 20th podcast. I haven't submitted anything in a while. What I was thinking of doing for the intro was take like CBC Radio's podcast and them saying, "Yay, it's our 50th podcast," and me kind of cutting in saying, "Show off," putting that as my intro. But apparently it doesn't work. Maybe I'll do it next time. You know, maybe when I have more time, I'll do that. So everything's okay. School's over really soon. And exams have begun, and I still have about two left. But anyway, so I'm still on my morning excursions into town when I have a little too much time on my hands before school starts. So I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I was sitting on the metro, and a man comes in, and no, not just any man. It's a man who has a clown face, you know, painted on his face. So the whole face is white, the nose is reddish, the lips are big and red around his mouth. It was hilarious. And he was dressed in, you know, normal people's clothing. And he had a humongous metal box on rollers that he brought into the metro. So you can imagine the kind of looks he got, right? I mean, if you're dressed in, or if you have your face made up in clown, then, you know, you have to expect a few people to look. And it kind of seemed like it was a daily happening for him. He didn't seem too stressed or anything. He looked pretty calm. He just sat down. He picked up a newspaper, you know, still with his clown stuff. And I thought it was really hilarious, but I'd really tried to not look. To not, you know, kind of insult him or something. But I'm sure he gets it all the time because the woman sitting beside him, she made the biggest eyes you could imagine. And then she kind of turned and looked up and down. And she like looks around with her big eyes and kind of like, "Yo, am I the only one who sees this or something?" But I think everyone kind of went my direction and didn't, you know, stare or make huge eyes unlike the woman. So, that must be a little uncomfortable. Furthermore, seeing that I'm taking Spanish in school, we had to present a Spanish role, Spanish theater piece, per se, and we had to write it up. We had to make our own theater piece. And what my group and I had decided was to make a cooking show. And we would speak about fruit salads, and we would dress up as cooks, speaking in Spanish, of course. And then a homeless person walks into the show, and it's kind of a hold-up thing. So the homeless person wants to steal something from our show, maybe food or something. So so we presented the oral. It was a pretty big hit in class. Everyone thought it was hilarious. So did the teacher. So I think we got a pretty good grade. I'm really happy, I guess. But it was funny, and we got a good grade, so, you know, two good things at once. What's happening these days in the Montreal newspaper scene is that they kind of test out new cartoons in the cartoon section, because, I don't know which one, but it sucked, so they kind of took it out, and so now they're testing. Because if you think about it, I mean, if you make a bad cartoon and it's in the newspaper every day, then, you know, it kind of does degrade the image of the newspaper quite a bit. So you really have to be pretty sure of your choices when putting in cartoons in the paper. So anyway, they're testing this new one. They always write, we're testing a new cartoon these days, and tell us if you like it and whatever. So it's called F-. Maybe you can Google this up. I haven't yet, but it's really funny. F-. And so today it was a bowl and two goldfish in it, and there's this, you know, those little seaweed kind of plants beside them. And so one of them just says, wait, this can't be right. I've seen this before. So I'm actually thinking of trying of writing in and just saying how appreciative I am of a funny cartoon for once. But what's it called? Zitz. Zitz is really, really hilarious. Zitz is so funny. I'm sure. I think Zitz is pretty much national. I'm pretty sure I've seen it in other newspapers too. But it's really funny. So Zitz and F minus. On the music scene, a new artist has emerged. His name is Gnarls Barkley. He's a bit of a I don't know. He's hip hop, electronica a little. It's really excellent stuff. And he got big through MySpace. And before he even released his first album, you know, he was already really well known on the web-based, you know, scene. And so now his first album came out. I think it's Saint Elsewhere or something. But anyway, his name is Gnarls Barkley. It's really wonderful. Furthermore, my friends, namely Matthew, and two to three friends of his have a band, and it's called Chronic. And so they already have a MySpace. So it's written K-R-O-N-E-K. And yeah, so anyway, they're my friend's group, and they're you know, they're just having fun. And I'd really recommend checking it out. So just search Chronic on MySpace and you'll find it. So as usual, I was on the train, and what happened was, you know, at the beginning of the month there are always people, well, not only at the beginning of the month, but, you know, generally there are always people that kind of control if you have your ticket or your monthly pass or something. And if you don't have it, you have to pay, I think it's 130 Canadian dollars. So, you know, it's not fun. I haven't gotten caught yet because, you know, I generally get my tickets, but it does happen that people get caught. It actually happens quite often. It always seems to be around me, which is a little peculiar, but anyway. So this businessman, he, you know, totally professionally dressed with his laptop and doing his work, and he got caught not having a ticket. So he didn't make a fuss about it. He didn't, you know, get angry or something. Apparently he knew that, you know, he was doing something wrong. But then when they ask him, apparently it's mandatory. I've heard it four times before, seeing that four people around me have already gotten tickets on different occasions. So anyway, so they ask him, do you have any questions? So his answer was so brilliant. He asked, does this mean I can, like, use this ticket and not have to buy a monthly pass? Or do I get a ticket each time I don't have my pass? And they're like, no, sir, that won't happen. You need a monthly pass now. So I was like, oh, okay. And of course he was kind of making an idiot out of them, but it was brilliant. It was a really great answer. So that was my podcast. Summer's up. Summer's just around the corner. I'll be making more, I'm telling you. So have fun and check out Chronic with two K's. And yeah, have fun. Bye bye.